I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. How's it going, everybody? How's it going, Joe?
Hey, it's going good. Glad to be here. Hey, guess what? Car troubles yesterday, but we're back here. We're in studio, and I got a brand new battery.
You're ready to go.
The
battery problems can be pretty rough.
You ever have a battery problem when it's a relief? Because I'm smelling, driving around smelling rotten eggs. I'm like, oh my gosh, catalytic converter. Someone must have tried to steal it. And it's, you know, it's broken. And then AAA comes after the car won't start and goes, oh no, it's just a battery issue. I'm like, ugh, still more than I wanted to spend today, but thank God.
Oh. I was going to say, like, battery problems are, it's like, sometimes it can be the most frustrating thing because it's like, okay, well, I have to replace the battery. But in order to get the battery, I need to drive to the place that sells me the battery.
Yes.
And I don't have a car that can take, you know, so you end up like in this situation where it's like, all right, who can take me to like lug a battery, or am I just walking to the, you know, parts store and grabbing my battery and getting back home? But anyways.
It's more than I could do.
What?
You can change your battery?
You can change your battery, Joe.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All right.
You can change your battery. Can you change the battery in the remote control?
Of course.
Yeah, you can change your battery in your car. Okay. You'll be fine. We're talking about the Olympics. It's supposed to be the most ambitious opening ceremony ever. Is that like most important election ever? Do I hear that every 4 years?
Every 4 years. It really is. Every 4 years.
Yeah, I feel like I hear that every 4 years. But this one, it's not going to be done in a stadium or anything. They're just doing it. Where are they doing it? But it's like right in the
Paris?
Middle of Paris. I mean, it looks like it's going to be fantastic. So
that is different.
Oh yeah, it's way different. It's
a parade.
It is actually different. It's a major parade on boats, I think.
Wow, I had not heard that.
I don't know if people are marching too, and just anyone can go. You don't even need a ticket.
Interesting.
So if you want to go.
I'm actually going to have to watch it.
Still time.
Yeah.
If you catch a plane over there. But I'm really interested in the games and what's going to happen over the next... I'm back in. I'm like back into the Olympics. Yesterday we were talking about this. And by the way, 803-0930, 803-0930 if you want to send in a comment or give us a call today on WBEN. Best and worst things to watch in the Olympics. There's a difference between, I'll say, like worst sport in the way we think about it. Like, what would you think about worst Olympic sport if I just said that to you? Mm. You might think of the same like two things everybody always says, the trampoline or the rhythmic gymnastics, or you know, like stuff like that. Now everyone will say the break dancing.
Yeah, breaking I don't think is long for the Olympics.
But worst to watch is different than what you would like perceive as the worst sport of like something that isn't necessarily a sport. Like breakdancing, again, I would say not a sport. That's like maybe the worst thing to ever be put in the Olympics next to the trampoline and the rhythmic gymnastics.
Right.
But I'd still rather watch it than archery, maybe.
I actually find archery to be quite entertaining.
Really?
Yeah. Because I could never do that. So, like, and it's only one day. Like, it's one day of the Olympics. This is your one day in 4 years you get to watch archery.
Yeah, still. This is your one day every, you know, 15 years you move houses. You can watch the paint dry on your walls.
But I like...
Like, that's what you're saying to
but
me.
But I like those things like the triathlon, right? You get one day to watch. There's not pool play of triathlon. So like the triathlon, the stuff, maybe it's not the best sport.
If you really wanted to watch it, you could watch it multiple times every year, Joe. If it was really entertaining to you, you could watch it all the time.
But there is just something about the amateur athlete. That person's going back to their job at, you know, the Home Depot next week.
There's world championships. There's all that stuff.
I enjoy stuff like that. Like, I enjoy the stuff that you can't find any other time of the year on network television.
Well, I can't. Archery, I mean, it's, look. Oh, he's holding the bow. Oh, just a little bit outside. He's going to try again.
Yeah, you know how much you've been waiting 4 years to shoot that arrow just a little bit outside.
I'm not saying it's easy, but
it's nowhere close to my favorite sport or my favorite Olympic sport. I do like the stuff that, hey, you forget about it the day after. This is your one opportunity, one shot.
That's the entire Olympics. That's, I mean, if we're being honest. But in the moment, it's fun. What would the best sport to watch, worst sport to watch, what's on your list for the Summer Olympic Games? And then we were talking about the modern pentathlon. Yes. That's the event, Joe. The modern pentathlon is an event in the Olympics. And I, you know, had to think, like, all right, modern pentathlon. What makes it a modern pentathlon? And you were listing off some of the, you know, what a modern pentathlon is. And I'm just going, that's not modern. Like, show jumping a horse, fencing, and then running is, that's not modern. It's modern in the sense that, like, the Middle Ages were modern compared to the Roman Empire, but there's nothing modern 2024 about the modern pentathlon.
No, it's poorly named.
The modern pentathlon should change every 4 years to reflect modern society.
Yeah.
So I came up with, so the modern pentathlon now, you have show jumping a horse, you do an unfamiliar horse. So it's a new horse. You don't get to bring your own horse over.
So someone just brought horses to the Olympics?
It's not someone, like the Olympics. It's not like they got, like, a guy with a ticket brought horses. They're not counting on that.
Donate your horses to the Olympics?
They have horses that are ready to do this, but you don't know the horse before you jump on it. Fencing for two rounds, swimming, and running and shooting.
I know the fencing of two rounds was your favorite part.
A pentathlon. No. You did four events and you just doubled one up. You couldn't even think of a fifth event. Now, I guess the modern part is the shooting is with a laser gun. So it's like a little bit of Lasertron in the Olympics.
That's interesting.
But other than that, there's really nothing modern about it. So what would a modern pentathlon be? I think I have it, Joe.
All right.
So I have five events in order.
You're not repeating anything.
We're not repeating anything. Although there is some overlap.
Okay.
Like, how you do in one will impact how you do down the line a little bit.
That's fair.
So, like, for example, first event, modern pentathlon, steal a Kia, and then race it.
Okay.
That's event number one. Like, that's something very modern that's happened in the last 4 years. That's it. You're going to steal a Kia or a Hyundai and race it around the track.
Okay.
Then event number two is you're uploading your TikTok video that you took of you stealing the Kia and racing it around the track that a judge will score. So see, like, one influences the other.
Right. And if you can't do one, you won't be able to do the other.
Yeah. Or, well, maybe if you couldn't do it, you know, the fail would impress the judges on the video that you uploaded to TikTok.
Okay. Right.
So you got two events.
We ended
now
up just taking the catalytic converter instead.
Yeah, that's so two events of your modern pentathlon. Then I thought, all right, event number three. I like this. Find something to watch on Netflix. So the first you open up Netflix, the first person to stop scrolling through all the titles and actually settle in and press play on something wins.
I like that one.
You just do it in order. You give points to everyone as they actually settle in on something to watch.
That might take longer than stealing the car.
It for sure would. as long as it doesn't have a club, that will take forever. So find something to watch on Netflix. Then I had this one. So this is where I think this is a two-person event. Like, it's teams of two. Because the stolen car, you're going to need a filmer and somebody who's driving and, like, all this other stuff. Find something to watch on Netflix. Like, part of that is agreeing on something to watch. It's like you're doing it with a partner. So these are things. The event number four, it's kind of, you have to bring in some tradition Olympic tradition to the modern pentathlon.
Okay.
I call it the vape relay. So you're running around the track in a relay. You have to do two laps of the Olympic oval of the track while vaping.
Oh.
And then you have to hand off the vape pen like a baton to your partner, who then does two more laps while vaping.
It's a flavored vape.
Yes. Standard size. Like, one can't have a super big one,
right,
that makes for an easier handoff than another team.
Yeah. Regulation vape.
Regulation vape that you have to keep on throughout the whole course.
But you also have to make sure that you don't get rid of the cartridge, because if you're empty when you cross the line, you are disqualified.
No, you have to...
Oh, it has to be empty.
The whole thing.
Okay, okay.
Throughout the race.
Completely opposite, okay.
And then the last one is just, it's customer support. So you call in to the phone company or the cable company, the first person to successfully reach a person instead of a robot on the other line, you win. Modern pentathlon.
The only thing I would say in the third round, you and someone have to agree on Netflix. You actually have to sit through and watch the entire show so you don't just click on the first thing. We have to make sure that you actually found something that you're going to watch that you didn't just say.
Yeah.
So
no cheating.
You have to sit there and watch the entire thing without getting up.
I like that. But I think that would be a true modern, 2024 right. Pentathlon.
And you know what? A lot of that stuff may be outdated by 28. That's how it's modern.
4 years from now, I could see every single one being thrown out the window.
Yeah. I mean, TikTok might not even be available in all countries.
TikTok won't be a thing. The vape relay, I don't know. Maybe that'll be outlawed everywhere. Netflix, I mean, maybe we'll just change it to Hulu or something.
Right.
And then the customer support, there won't even be a person to reach on the other end of the line 4 years from now. I mean,
we're pretty close to that now.
I mean, come on. I like it as something that switches every 4 years.
I like that. It's modern. I remember this modern pentathlon since 1912. You know what else happened in 1912? The Titanic sank.
Yeah.
So,
was that part of the successfully sail across the Atlantic?
Yes, yes.
Is that part of the modern pentathlon?
They failed the pentathlon.
That didn't work for them.
No.
Would you add anything? What would be in your modern pentathlon?
The modern pentathlon? I mean, I think that you would, somewhere in there, but I don't know what to replace, Brian, because they're all so good and they're all very modern. I mean, these are all things we've talked about since the pandemic, which I call modern. But somewhere in there, especially since, the Summer Olympics are always in an election year, but this might benefit the U.S. and the international competition, you have to argue with someone on social media about either your hometown sports team or politics. Because now that Bill's training camp has started, the two things I see on my Twitter page... political arguments and people saying the Bills are going to suck this year and arguments on that.
Online arguing.
Yeah. Or the UPL signing. Lots of hot takes on that yesterday as well.
You just hot take.
Yeah.
Online.
It's got to be a back and forth. You have to reply to someone's post that you disagree with.
I think you just go head to head. You do an online debate.
Oh, yeah.
You flip a coin as to who has the starting post.
I like that.
To fire off the initial hot take, whatever topic you want. And then you have to keep on going back and forth until somebody just said, I can't reply to it.
I like that.
And the last word
actually
gets the win.
Yeah, getting the last word, which, by the way, might be one of the problems in current society. You win.
You might need to start that event, though. 3 weeks before the Olympics.
Yeah, you start that. That's one that starts before the opening ceremonies.
The modern pentathlon starts when the flame starts to go on the road.
That's right.
It'll finish up at some point by the closing ceremonies.
I like that. I like that.
I could do the online argument. That's a pretty good one.
By the way, that's how you know that Yankee fans have no faith in their team, because no one was arguing with me after the game yesterday.
Somebody on the text board, 803-0930, for your modern pentathlon. Someone said, seeing how we have an obesity problem, how about an eating contest? No. This is a modern pentathlon, sir. We need an Ozempic contest.
Oh, geez.
That's the fifth event that runs the length of the modern pentathlon, is you do Ozempic and see how much weight you lose between the start of the first event and the end of the fourth.
Huh.
I think that might replace customer support, because we've kind of been going. You probably could have done customer support 8 years ago.
Yeah.
As an event.
Yeah. I mean, it is more difficult now to get someone live.
The vape relay is immediately followed by the end result of the Ozempic relay, which is just how much weight you've lost using a weight loss with GLP-1.
Yes.
Between the start of the first event and the end of the fourth.
But that, you know, some people are going to say that's not fair. It's how your body reacts.
Well, we're all finding out together how everyone's body reacts. So it's a perfect, right?
But it would be percentage, right? Because just because you weigh more doesn't mean you should have an opening advantage.
I like that. That's true.
Yeah.
Percentage. Percentage. We could do, yeah. Adjust the rules on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little wiggle room
let's,
here.
Let's have the Olympics. The Olympics will play into the shortage of Ozempic that we're seeing worldwide.
You mentioned Titanic. I mean, this would be modern in the news in the last couple of years. Find the Titanic. A deep dive down.
That could be very dangerous.
I know. We want to keep everyone still here.
You're not going to win, but let's make sure everyone's living afterwards.
I like this one. Two cars on the line, flag drops. You don't need a flag. You just need the traffic signal. At the quarter mile, the cars merge into one lane. I like that. You have to make it kind of realistic, right? So this is, you're just literally playing a game of chicken. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in the world they do that type of car race.
Where you have to merge?
Where it's like a drag race that ends in just with one lane for both cars, and whoever crosses first wins. I bet you somewhere around the world they're doing that right now. What you need is the American modern version of that. So you take turns being in the lane that keeps going and the lane that's going to merge into that lane and see who wins. So it's like, what sport is this? It's kind of like, almost like baseball. No. I'm trying to think of where you kind of flip the home advantage a little bit, or like everyone gets like the advantage somewhere in the... I'm thinking of a specific...
Hey, baseball is where you do get a home advantage because you bat last.
Yeah, so it's not that, but I'm thinking of a sport where or you switch sides or something so that there is no advantage. That's kind of like this, the merge game. You'd have to do each round twice and then be able to...
Whoever wins. Tennis. Serve, return. Serve, return. You are at the advantage when you serve.
Yes. You're at the advantage when you're in the straight line and don't have to merge into the lane.
Yeah. You also switch the court on tennis as well, which is one of my, to go back to what I said yesterday, one of my favorite Olympic sports, but you also get to see it year round.
I like some of these suggestions, and we'll keep getting to them. Your modern pentathlon event. And what's the best and worst? To watch, right? In the Olympics. Best and worst to watch, which I think is different than best and worst sport. And by the way, here, I'll throw out another one. What is the Olympic gold medal? Like the ultimate Olympic gold medal? Because they give out a lot of medals.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, not to be offensive to anybody, but if you're winning the gold medal in trampoline jump,
You win the trampoline.
How about this? If you win the gold medal in the medium high dive, right? You're not the tallest high dive. You're not the springboard dive. You're whatever's in the middle.
Mm.
No one's remembering that.
No.
What is the ultimate gold medal to win in the Olympic Games? Think about it. We'll be back after the news with Lucas, B-Maz, and Beamer on WBEN.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
You know, the thing about watching these Olympic events is that by the time you figure out what's going on, it's over.
That's the problem. That's why I want to catch on early.
Yeah, we're watching rugby right now. You got France and Fiji. They're tied at 5. Why? I don't know. What's going on? I don't know. This guy kicked the ball. It went like sailing way out of bounds. I mean, he would have been cut from the Bills.
Yeah, but then they got the
ball.
But
I don't know if that was on purpose or not.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are.
I couldn't tell you. And will I find out? Odds are no.
No. But I do want to learn. Rugby is one I'm gonna be watching these next few days as they maybe I can get the explainer. I mean, for me, watch the sports until golf and tennis, because I understand them. That's what will be on my TV. And basketball, obviously.
I couldn't. Golf is probably up there with archery for me as least watchable sports.
Oh, I'm excited for the golf. Hopefully America takes home the gold.
Well, yeah, you say that about every sport.
Yeah, exactly. Even rugby.
Are we playing rugby?
I think so. We had a cricket team. I can't imagine we wouldn't have a rugby team.
Well, I'm sure we have one, but did we qualify for the Olympics?
That's a good question.
I don't know. 8030930, we're talking about some of the games. You're mentioning there's a modern pentathlon in the Olympics. What are some of the events that should be in a modern pentathlon? The one in the Olympics, not very modern. I said it should be like steal a Kia, racing on a track, and then you take a TikTok video that a judge reviews for it. Stuff like that. What is a modern pentathlon for you? 8030930, a lot of good ones coming into our text board here on WBEN. I like the car merging on that.
Yes.
But there was someone else, and of course, I'm gonna lose it here in the big wall of texts. Somebody did say golf is worse than archery to watch. I'm right with that person in the most and least watchable sports that are out there.
See, I mean, you can say golf's boring, but like say it's really close in the final three holes. I mean, even people who hate golf, I think, could admit like if it goes to a playoff hole, if the last three holes of like a major tournament, I think there's a little more excitement there than in archery. And I even said I want to watch archery.
I don't, because here's the thing. Archery... Like, oh, it's down to the last one. That's over.
Right.
The golf is like, all right, you know, down to the final, and it still takes another hour.
Yeah, but if it's close, like it's like the final five laps of a NASCAR race. You're not going to sit through all 500, but the final five laps, they're going three wide.
This is where we're different, Joe. Yeah. If I didn't want to sit through the first 500, why would I care about the last five? I already know I don't care.
I'm not saying that you're going to care or not. I'm saying it's the most exciting. Like, if I turn on a NASCAR race and it's lap 250 of 500, I'm like, okay.
See, that's the opposite. Like, if you watch one of these Formula One races, you only need to turn into lap one. That's the most exciting one because everyone's bunched together.
Right.
Trying to, you know, jockey for position. You get a couple crashes. And then they're kind of sorted into their order. And, you know, more or less that's how they finish the race. You got to tune in for the first half of a lap. And then, you know, all right, I got it. I saw everything I needed to see.
Yeah. I like the excitement factor. Like, oh my gosh, it's down between Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler. It's tied going to the 18th hole. What's going to happen?
Tell me who wins. Yeah. Flash that medal up on the board. And that's all I'll care about at the end. 8030930. Oh, this is the one for the modern pentathlon. Leave your home in the morning without your phone and complete your day. That's a modern pentathlon event.
Couldn't do it here because I would be locked out of my email.
I wouldn't be able to do it at work. I also wouldn't be able to go home because that's how I unlock my door half the time.
Oh.
So like it would definitely be a lot.
Someone put this on the text board, Brian, and I was thinking this when we were talking the sports yesterday. Boxing used to be like the Olympic sport. Like I feel like it doesn't have the popularity that it had.
You know what killed it?
Decades ago.
Was it the London Games or was it in Beijing? It was either 2008 or 2012 when they had that one boxing match that was so egregiously fixed. I remember watching it. Right. Do you remember this?
Yes.
It was worse than the Russian judge in the figure skating.
Right, yeah.
Where the Canadians lost the medal.
I forgot all about that.
This guy just kept hammering this other guy. The referee, you know, hey, you know, let him fight on, even though, like, it should have been ended 13 different times. And then all the judges voted for the guy who got his butt whipped. And he won the match. And I really think, like, once something like that happens, and then, yep. and everybody sees it, and then everybody talks about it for a week after, it does damage that's so hard to reverse. And I think boxing now is, you know, this person who texted in, that Olympic gold medal used to launch a career.
Yep.
You know, you used to be like, that was the pinnacle of your amateur career. You win the gold medal in the Olympics. Now you're turning pro and you're gunning for the heavyweight championship. In boxing now, these championships don't matter, right? Like the whole sport now is who can make the most money in a fight. You know, we'll get Mike Tyson, who's 85 years old, and we'll have him fight a 13-year-old YouTuber. And, you know, we'll see if that were. Like, that's the big fight of the day. Because it's less of a...
You're right. It's who can get the popularity to get the pay-per-view.
It's less of... I hate to say it's less of an athletic competition where you're climbing the ladder and more of a spectacle now. It resembles pro wrestling more now than what, like, amateur boxing would be. I think that did kill it. But I do like that. Like, at one point... Because we asked before the break, what is the Olympic medal? Like, what's the... There's a million medals given out over the course of the Olympics. Might be exaggerating a little bit. But what is the medal? Like, the top medal. Like, if you said to me, all right, the U.S. can only win one Olympic gold medal, what's the one with the most prestige that you walk away and go, like, actually, we won the Olympics because we won gold in this?
In the Summer Olympics?
Summer Olympics.
I mean, I'd say basketball.
No.
That's how? Because that's the sport that people, that is a sport that people will be talking about. If the USA loses.
It's a sport that ESPN will be talking about.
Yeah.
But that's not, that is who can beat the U.S. every time.
Exactly.
But that's not the
Olympic sport. For the other countries, that's the sport. The other countries, if they beat the USA, that's the goal they're talking about. You get what I'm saying? Like if they... If another country beats...
It's like a Miracle on Ice moment.
Yes, that is the goal people are talking about.
When Lithuania beats the U.S., that's...
That's the goal people are talking about, yeah. If it's not the USA, I guess is what I meant to say.
I think I'm going for, like, regardless of who wins, it is the medal.
That's
I don't think it can be basketball for the same reason it could never have been softball or baseball or, like, I understand they're popular sports... But they're dominated by one country.
Right.
And, you know, to a point where you got, you know, athletes who are like, you know, I don't need to play.
So that's a good question because I can't, I mean, I didn't even feel right saying basketball. That's why I had to do the loop-de-loo to try to explain it. I don't honestly know, like, what would be the one.
I have a few.
Okay.
I like the boxing suggestion. I don't think it's that way anymore. Right. But I do think that. And it would be cool if that became that way again.
I'd love to see boxing come back.
You know, I love the wrestling. I don't think it goes like that. That is a big Olympic gold medal. You win like the freestyle. That's a pretty big one. It's not the one. I think there's a few that might qualify for the Summer Olympics. 100 meter.
Yeah.
Like that's the event that everyone watches. It's the, you know... It might be the signature event of the Summer Olympic Games, so it automatically has to go on the board. And if you won the 100 meter, you know, right, you're like, that's a huge medal to win. Yep. Like, people are talking about that winner, so that's one. I kind of want to put the marathon up there. It's not one that people watch, but in terms of like Olympic events, like that's the original Olympic event.
Yep. And people run marathons every weekend.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a marathon every weekend. This is the Olympic marathon.
You're the world champion marathoner at the Olympics.
I like that.
I kind of think that should go. In reality, it's one or the other. It can't be both. But I don't know which one's bigger or not. I have a feeling it's the individual one instead of the team one. But the gymnastics.
Oh, that too. I completely forgot about gymnastics, yeah.
But it's one everyone watches. Everyone talks about it. I don't know if the team goes over the individual one. I don't know which is bigger.
Well, you're going to say I care about my teammates, but you want that. You want that individual one.
Right, but like, what is seen as the bigger gold medal? Like, what's the bigger deal? Like, at the end of the Olympics, because I forget about this, do you talk more about the gymnast who won the all-around competition, or do you talk about the team that won the team gold medal?
You talk about the gymnast.
You do?
Like Simone Biles, you talk about...
Yeah, that's probably true. Like, who else from the team can you name?
Right, like this is probably going to be her last Olympics. Like, all the focus is on her. And if she wins a gold, that's going to be the talk.
Yeah. Okay. So one of those, that could be the gold medal to win.
I'd like to talk to a professional tennis player, like a top five in the world tennis player. Is the Olympics bigger than a Grand Slam?
No.
No? You don't think so? Like, Olympic gold bigger than winning all four Grand Slams at some point in your career?
I always thought Olympic tennis like an aftermath or afterthought.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Isn't Andy Murray doing his final goodbye at the Olympics?
I don't know.
Oh. You played the story, I think. I thought you played the story.
It's how much I care about Olympic tennis. Whatever. It's, you know, I know it happens, but
I think you're right, though. I think the Grand Slam is more important to tennis players.
I don't think, like the golf. Like, no one would say that the golf at the Olympics is like the biggest golf event.
It's only the second year that in our lifetime that golf has been in the Olympics.
But if you're, you get what I'm saying here? If you're an Olympic sport,
yeah.
Like, the Olympics should be the pinnacle. Like, the soccer is a joke in the Olympics. It's not, like, the World Cup is the pinnacle of international competition for, and the Olympics is a youth tournament,
right? Isn't there some stipulation though, like you get three
overage players? It's, you have all these roster rules. It's nowhere near the best of the best, which is what I think the Olympics should be.
Why is it like that? Why is soccer like that? Because soccer is such a international sport. Why in the Olympics is it not the best of the best?
I think they,
because of the World Cup.
I might be wrong in this, but I think they had to change the rules because they're already playing. Like earlier this year, all the best players were playing in their continental tournaments.
Yes,
you're not getting them, and then now they're already starting their next season for the teams they play. No one went to the Olympics,
so it used to at one time be.
I don't know. It might have always been amateur. I'm not sure. And then they like introduced a few.
That is very interesting. Because I didn't, honestly, even as someone who went to an Olympic, to the Olympics 96, I didn't realize that soccer wasn't the best of the best. Like the best. I didn't know it was an age, like you said, a youth tournament.
Volleyball, I think, is tops the list of ones to watch. The indoor volleyball, always entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Usually it's on at like the middle of the night. You can follow it easily. Ball hits ground on your side. That's bad.
Yes.
It takes you 2 seconds to explain the rule.
Very easy.
Although I have no idea what that person in the different colored jersey is.
Great question.
No, I don't know why. Is that the team captain? Can you play? Are you the only one who can go like on two sides of the court?
Right, can you go under the net? I've never seen it.
I don't understand that position, but I know inherently the ball drops on your side of the court. That's not good, and you got to keep it in bounds. It's super easy to follow. Anyone can do it. I think that's why it's popular. It's not like the Olympic medal, but it might be the best sport to watch in the Olympics.
I like handball, water polo, field hockey. I can watch all the. I could sit down, and unless it's breakdancing, rhythmic gymnastics, the trampoline, or certain track and field, I could probably sit there and watch whatever's on my TV.
What about the weightlifting?
That's cool. I mean, the work that goes into that, like the work that these people do, they dedicate their lives to weightlifting. I think it's an amazing accomplishment to watch these
like
events.
I think that should be up there in the ranking of like biggest Olympic medals of the games.
Yeah,
like we're the strongest country.
Yeah,
can't beat us.
I mean, and just the dedication and the years that go in just to be able to get into the Olympics for weightlifting. I mean, it is a dedication, man. I mean, not that all these sports are dedication, don't get me wrong, but the focus and the self-discipline that goes into weightlifting on that stage is amazing.
Table tennis is an Olympic sport. What other arcade game should be an Olympic sport?
Oh. Table tennis is fun to watch, though. I mean, they take it very seriously.
They do. I wouldn't call it fun to watch. I'd rather watch the badminton than like the table tennis.
When you got someone standing in the fifth row trying to get the ball back on the table, I think that's amazing.
That happens?
I mean, they get far back. I'm exaggerating, but as far back as
it's
like
super
go and still
impressive,
hit
but
the point on the table when yeah. I can't even do it standing, literally with my gut hitting yeah. the table.
But that's an Olympic sport. What other arcade game should be an Olympic sport? Because table tennis is a rec room game.
Air hockey.
I was going to say air hockey.
Yep. Bubble hockey.
Have you ever seen? Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, when people are really good at bubble hockey, it's not fun to watch.
What do you mean by really good, though?
Like when?
Like you're good.
No. I'm good the way regular people should be good at bubble hockey.
I try to always slow down the other person.
If you go watch a bubble hockey tournament.
Okay.
It's not fun to watch.
Oh, same.
The bubble hockey nerds are... They exploit every inch of the table that, you know what I mean?
That's annoying.
Air hockey tournaments, fun to watch. Yep. The people are really good at air hockey. You ever seen one of those videos?
Oh, yeah.
It is, it's very impressive. I would watch that. I was going to, so, like, it's maybe it's not an arcade game. It's a rec room game. It's a rec area game. What about shuffleboard?
Yeah.
Like, I watch curling. What's the difference? It's summer curling.
I think I'd watch that.
Unlike soccer, you'd have to have a lower age limit, though, for shuffleboard. No one under 65 allowed.
That's right.
Could yeah. we do that?
I sign me up. I mean, when I'm 65.
Yeah. Not yet, but we could do that.
How about beer pong? Can we make that an Olympic sport? That is now at arcades. Like, Lasertron has
it. It is at arcades.
I can get tickets for beer pong.
See three-year-olds playing it all the time at the arcade. I mean, I guess so. Is it how much different really is it than some of the other stuff that we see here?
No, I think it would be
how much different. I'm gonna make so many people mad. How much different is beer pong than archery really?
I mean, now if I have to compare, like I'm all in on beer pong. I think beer
pong.
You're
trying to get a projectile at a small target.
More fun to watch. But at the Olympics, you'd actually have to agree on rules. It was always the most annoying thing about beer pong. Oh, house rules. No, come on. We need international rules for beer pong.
Like, isn't that some of the things, and we were talking about flag football is going to be in the next summer games. They're going to do flag football as an Olympic sport.
Yes.
Like, isn't that one of the ones where, like, the rules are, like, if you ever play, you know, two-hand touch football. It's two-hand touch is always like in the eye, you know, it's two-hand shove.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Or it's something, you know, there's always people who have a different kind of grasp of what the rule is.
Yeah, make it obvious you got two hands on the person.
Like how much contact is allowed? Like if I'm in the, flag football, first play of the game, I'm going full like Bill Romanowski on their running back. They're just taking him out. Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah, you got to sit out the rest of the game. Okay.
Ah, I forgot for a second.
Took one for the team.
Oh, flag football. That's right. That's my bad. That's what I would do. Will you be watching the flag football?
Yes.
I guarantee you I will be.
Yep.
As much as I make fun of it, I can't think of a Summer Olympic sport on the list right now that I'd rather watch than flag football.
But you know what? I don't want to think too much about the next Summer Olympics, Brian, because it'll be the last major sporting event I watch before I turn 40. So I would like to not think about the next.
You're so in your head that you're even thinking about that.
Yes, I don't want to think about the next.
What a weird
Summer
way
Olympics.
To mark time.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Right?
Literally the first thing I thought of.
Look at Joe.
I'll be
Joe
late 39.
Thinks the same thing.
But I'm excited. Olympics, we got it on in the studio. We'll be. I'm sure, Brian, there will be incidents in the Olympics that we will be talking about throughout the.
Like the road race in cycling. The Olympics are in France.
Yes.
You couldn't have just made the Tour de France, the Olympic gold medal and road race?
Well, maybe they're just going back to the road, to that course.
Yeah, but like, do you know what I'm saying here?
Like the
should have been, they should have done that during the Olympics, and that should have been the gold medal.
Like the French Open already happened. They're going back to Roland Garros for Olympic tennis.
Yeah, then no. The French Open is the Olympics this year.
That would be pretty cool.
Then people would pay attention. We got some ideas for the committee.
Put us on the committee, exactly.
So what are we doing here?
By the way, I have to say this. The Mets swept the Yankees, Brian. It's a beautiful day.
You didn't
day.
Have to say it.
I didn't have to. But it's a beautiful day. And now four big games against the Braves. And, you know, it is funny. A lot of Yankee fans, on my social media last night. Congratulations on winning your World Series. Well, just to remind the Yankee fans, there are kids going to high school this year who were not alive for the last time the Yankees were in the World Series. So,
but they were alive when they were in the World Series.
No. Kids going into high school this year were not alive the last time the Yankees were in a World Series. Same thing.
Is that supposed to be a dunk?
Exactly. Like, well, I mean, just don't shove it in the Mets' face. It's not like you've been relevant the last decade plus.
There are grandparents who weren't alive the last time the Bills were in the Super Bowl. So
That's right. I'm just saying. People want to say, oh, it's the Mets World Series. Well, there are kids in high school actually remember the last time the Mets were on the World Series. Not that they won. I'm just saying. Just saying. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. David's next after Lucas on WBEN.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.